Right after you listen to Beck and Soda on this podcast, jump on to fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
We're Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Soda.
Yes.
Mark Soderstrom, what is that kit you've arrived in today?
What do you mean? I'm just looking pretty standard. Got my thongs on.
Yeah, but that's that looks like a golf outfit to me.
Full kit today.
Mm.
Getting ready. We've got a big, big day because LIV Golf is here. Obviously, the tournament kicks off proper on Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hottest tickets in town. Absolutely brilliant. We gave away some yesterday, of course, to Matt and Rhiannon. So Matt is going along on Friday. Great to have those guys in the studio. But there's a big buzz. It essentially kicks off today because there's a pro-am, which essentially all the professionals get out and have a hit with, you know, just some people to get out and introduce themselves to the course and really start the momentum of what's going to be a magnificent four or 5 days.
You're playing in that, which is great. Happy for
I'm
you. What
today.
Time's tee off? About 9:30 after the
10,
show?
11.
Or? Yeah, tee off is this morning and I've got my full kit ready to go. I brought my mate Nigel in. He's got the same kit.
Your caddy's in here.
He's my caddy. So this is going to be brilliant.
Tee off time,
I'm playing
please.
With a professional this morning.
Tee off time.
And it's going to be
tee
awesome.
Tee off time.
Can't really remember, but it's coming up this morning.
You've got to do the show, though.
Yeah, I know. Look, the reason why I am dressed up a little early, tee off is, I think, around about 8:30.
Hey, well.
Yeah, but that show's till 9, mate. Yeah,
and I'll be on it. I've just got to duck out probably at about 7:30 to head down to the Grange.
But still on the show.
I'll be on the show. I'm going to take a mic.
We won't even notice that
you'll be fine. I've just got to duck off about 7:30. I'm getting ready for. I'm playing with a couple of the professionals today.
Oh, okay. So you're really doing it for the show.
I'm going to take everyone to LIV Golf. You can come to LIV Golf today.
So we won't notice any difference on the show. So it's fine.
No, I'll be working. Okay. I'm going to work from the golf.
Working from the golf.
Yeah, you're going to like. What an experience.
How did you swing this, so
Look, this is the best chance, Beck, for you to understand what LIV Golf's like because I'm going to take everyone
that's
down
so
there.
So kind of you.
We're going to meet the stars. We're going to have some fun. Hey, there's a whole. Guy Sebastian's playing today.
Are going to have some fun.
So
are we?
Smacking some balls with the fro from Tea Tree Gully.
All right, so you're thinking, so nothing's going to affect the show, but you're going to be at LIV Golf at some point this morning.
Do you want me to track down Guy? We'll have a chat to Guy there.
And
sure, that would be very kind and thoughtful.
All right.
Brilliant. I'll bring you back a hat. I'll get you some golf balls.
The international spotlight will be on Adelaide, and we will bring it to you during the show today live.
You will be there, and guess what, everyone? You're welcome.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Beck, you know, we always play a little game when we get into work and I go, what was your run-in like, you know, when you drive in?
Yes.
Because I said, if you're driving and you get a lot of green lights at that time of the morning, you know, like what time do we normally come in here? About 4:45 or something. Mm. If you get lots of green lights, I reckon it's always a really nice opportunity to give you an understanding of what the day is going to be like.
Mm.
If you get stopped at every red light on the way in.
Oh, typical me or my bad luck. Yeah.
Crap day.
Yeah.
You just swan on through and you get green lights all the way from home to work. You just go, this is going to be a day, right? And you just said, I think this morning, you go, geez, I had a great run. I got all these green lights.
Got in 12
awesome.
Minutes today and it usually takes me about 15 to 17.
Yeah,
there you go, right? But obviously driving can be an issue for you at other times. I got this message the other day that came into work about your driving. Mm. This is out in the wild, right? This is you amongst everyone. Take a listen.
No.
G'day Soda, it's Damien here. Just wondering if you can ask Beck how she managed to get lost in Port Elliot and fail to follow the detour signs through the work area. I was the traffic controller and I went up and she goes, I'm sorry, I'm a bit lost. I said, that's all right. But she was all frazzled and a bit embarrassed, I think.
What on earth is going on?
Oh my God, I remember this guy. He gave me a look like I was the dumbest driver.
Hang on, what do you mean?
I didn't see a road closure sign and I drove right to the end and there was a guy and he was like, what are you doing here? There's the road closure sign. And when I drove all the way back, there was a massive sign saying road closed, do not enter. I drove straight past it.
So when were you down in Port Elliot?
A couple of weeks ago. I'm so embarrassed.
What do you mean?
I can't believe you topped on me.
How did you drive through a sign that says road closure? What were you doing?
Well, there was room to drive through. I just got a small car.
Look out. Beck's coming.
But there's a big sign.
I was following the navigator. The navigator said turn right, and I was looking at the navigator, and then I hit the end and the road was closed, and I went, I didn't see that sign. In fact, I think I was a bit sort of indignant. I think I said, well, where was the sign? And he goes, yeah, it was back there. And then when I drove back, there was a massive sign saying road closed ahead, do not enter. And I drove straight past.
All right. Thank you, Damo.
Where's your apology to Damo? Yeah.
Damo, you were very, he looked at me like I was a fool, but he was very kind and said, turn around and then turn right and then turn right again and you'll get back to that.
Do you know what the other thing is? Mm. What you need to remember, right, is when you're out and about, sometimes people might work out who you are.
Yeah.
So if you want to treat someone like that they're, well, something you stepped on.
No, because I was kind to him.
When Damo rang, he said that there was an air of arrogance about
how
you did it.
Oh, there was not.
No, he did.
There was an air of confusion is what there was.
He said there was a touch of, don't you know who I am? What do you mean road closure? Not for me.
Oh, I actually reckon. I was embarrassed. Listen, I turned straight around.
I think what you should keep in mind, right? We're in a very privileged position.
I turned straight around. I was embarrassed. I'm sorry, Damo. You were very kind with your instructions.
Have a look up the word humility.
Oh,
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Now, Beck, remember yesterday we were talking about nothing good happening after midnight or after 1 a.m. because all sorts of stuff goes wrong. And I know that you like to have a little party out with the girls now and then. Do you often see midnight or 1 a.m. or are you a bit of a pumpkin?
Not anymore. And if I do, clearly there's been a little bit of liquid courage involved. Mm. And then I wake up with the anxiety because I get a bit mouthy when I've had a few drinks and then I feel like I need to apologise to people.
To randoms or friends?
No, to friends, or I get a bit like messy and then I'm embarrassed. And yeah, it's usually after midnight.
Absolutely. Yesterday when we were talking about that, Beck, there was a couple of little stories that came out. What about Brock? Remember he said he texted his ex-girlfriend when he was drunk and said that he missed her, right?
Oh, Brocky.
And then she replied, what about this? Leave me alone. I'm having special cuddles and I want to enjoy it. Don't need to deal with you. Then we got a couple of calls.
Both my sister and myself met our said partners of 11 years on the dance floor. We've got a photo of us meeting at 10 past 12.
Jade from Virginia.
I was at my best friend's engagement party. Found out that my what if man, the person that I'd always been in love with, was single. And on my way home from the engagement party, about 1:30-ish, I decided to add him on Facebook. And we're now married.
So good things can happen after midnight. Not for Brocky, but it can happen.
Well, there you go. To have that little bit of Dutch courage to, you know, contact the bloke that you're really keen on for a long time and then suddenly become married. So, look, there's a couple of examples where things have been okay. But, look, generally I would say nothing good can come of being out after that time. And that's why Cinderella got herself in the poo, because you shouldn't be doing that sort of thing.
All right, so 131060, let's take some more calls on this. It went off yesterday. Prove us wrong that nothing good happens after midnight.
Surely,
tell us what happened to you.
Yeah, surely there is very little opportunity for anyone to get a positive outcome.
You don't think you'll be out after the golf tonight having a few sherbs?
Oh, yeah, I'll be out after the golf at lunchtime because I'll be finished by about
11 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I'll go out for lunch and have a bit of fun. Then I'll head to work. But there is no chance on this planet I will see midnight tonight.
Right. Prove us wrong. Nothing good happens after midnight. Does something good happen?
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
All right, prove us wrong. Nothing good happens after midnight. There's plenty of people jumping on board on the Automasters text line to tell us that we are wrong. Tia met her partner on the last night of a hockey trip at 2 a.m.
What?
Jessica met her hubby at 3 a.m. on the D floor of the Wool Shed.
And these people are all together.
Yeah, they're still together.
I wonder if the D floor, they went straight on to the
Bucking Bronco
horse thing.
Yeah.
Have you been on that?
No, I have not. Yeah, In fact, I've never been to the Woolshed. I think it used to be, in a previous life, it was the Berkeley, and I used to go back in those days.
Yeah, Berkeley and Jules used to be just sort of back to back down on Hindley. That bonking bucko. With a bonking bucko?
The Woolshed, I'm sure there's been some bonking.
Yeah. That's what happened after 3 a.m. Okay. Yeah. Gail from Taparoo. Gail, come on. Did anything happen really positive for you after midnight or 1 a.m. or that sort of stupid o'clock?
Yes, it did.
What happened?
I met my future husband.
What time do you reckon?
It was the last train, so it would have been 12:30.
Last train, where'd you been?
Sitting on the banks of the Torrens listening to the INXS concert at Memorial Drive.
That's iconic.
He was in the concert, I was outside the concert.
Yeah.
Mutual friends, we met up on the train.
Brilliant.
Oh, the last train to happiness, Gail.
Yes. Been married 32 years.
Yay.
Three kids and six grandkids later.
Oh, Gail.
Gail, I've got to say, Gail, geez, that would have been, I mean, obviously you didn't get the chance to go into the concert, but just listening in hearing Michael Hutchinson, that would have been amazing. You still remember it well?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, all right, Gail, you've proved us wrong.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go to...
Jeez, there's a bit of late night dating going on.
There is, isn't there, with the beer goggles on.
Yeah.
Donna, what happened to you after midnight?
Morning, Beck and Soda. Yeah, my husband proposed to me.
Oh.
So we put sparklers standing up in the shape of 2005, and I thought he said, Donna, I thought he was going to give me a kiss and a cuddle and wish me a happy new year, and I turned around and here he was on one knee with a ring saying, will you marry me?
Oh, Donna, how good's that?
So much romance out there.
Brilliant.
So together 21 years and married 17.
Brilliant.
And three kids.
Donna, congratulations. What time was it?
You.
Was it sort of 12:01 or did he give it a little bit of breathing space?
No, just straight after it turned New Year's. So probably 12:01. Yeah.
There you go, Donna.
Nice work, Donna. Thank you.
All right. We're dirty old cynics. We have to change our minds now.
I would have thought, like, most of those sort of, you know, 1 a.m. catch-ups would be finished by about 10 a.m. the next day normally, I would have thought. Not all these great happy
You know how
stories.
We have to prove this, Soda. You and I need to go out for a night. On the town.
Hey,
on the town.
That is where I draw the line. You know the number to HR? That's a proposition.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Right now at Grange Golf Club for Live Golf, it is a sweet 11 degrees.
How are you doing down there at Grange? Have you teed off yet, Soda?
Just about to. I think there's one group hitting off, and then I'm up next. I've got Aaron Phillips playing with me, and we're with David Puig, who was a Spanish Player of the Year.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, the buzz is brilliant. This is going to be a great event. If you've got the opportunity on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, make sure you get along to Live Golf.
Mm.
You do not need to love golf to be here. It is going to be the biggest party, not just in Adelaide, but in Australia this weekend.
Well, look, I'd hate to interrupt your game of golf with a little bit of work here, but can you just around for this break so we can actually chat about something that's not golf related. Are you with me? Are you okay?
Yeah.
What do you mean stick around? I'm doing the show, mate.
Oh,
I'm at work.
Yes, of course. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, here till
nine.
Working hard.
Yeah.
All right, we've had a lot of waterbed chat during the show this week after Soda revealed he used to have one. Now, we loved this comment on Facebook from Keza, who said she got stuck in a waterbed at about 29 years ago when she was heavily pregnant and she had to yell out for help until her neighbour heard and came and plucked her from the waterbed. How good.
Now, Beck, I understand this. I can relate to this because, not the pregnancy side of it, but the fact of being caught in a waterbed, because the one I had in the old days was completely wavy. It was essentially a water bladder in a wooden box. And so if you're in there and you're struggling a bit, it was very, very difficult to get out. I could only imagine when you've got a baby at 29 weeks that is growing rapidly that you actually cannot get yourself out. You're essentially beached in there.
No, I don't know whether beach is the right expression to describe a pregnant woman's soda.
I didn't say she's a whale. I just said beach.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, got us thinking, when did you have to cry out for help? Did you get stuck in a toilet or...?
I'll tell you when I had to cry out for help. When I was in the fire brigade bed.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, of course,
He used to be a fireman, guys.
I was in the lift. And the lift jammed, so I had to call the fire brigade while I was a fireman in the fire station at headquarters in Wakefield Street, and the Otis guys had to come out and get me out of the lift. I was in there for about 20 minutes.
All right. 131060, when did you have to cry out for help? I'll let you have a couple of minutes to tee off, so off your trot.
Yeah.
We got this from here.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Talking about crying for help. Soda might need to cry for help if he gets his ball in the rough because he's actually on the golf course at the moment for the Live Golf Pro-Am.
Nothing worse than a ball in the rough, I've always said. Okay, this comes from a comment from Keza when we were talking about waterbeds. She got stuck when she was pregnant and had to call for help. We've had some absolute cracking comments on Facebook. Lexi got stuck in the toilet while she was pregnant. She couldn't get quick enough on the toilet, so she wet herself and she had to call her friend in to bring her a change of clothes. The indignity.
Beck, I could be calling out for help in just a moment. I'm actually standing on the tee with one of the world's best golfers, David Pugh, and the world's best footballer, Aaron Phillips, who just took the whole competition by storm. And I've got Bruno, who is running the show here, going, mate, hurry up, you're teeing off in 1 minute's time.
Well, so where's your priority? I think when you left this morning, you said you would you wouldn't even notice that you would be gone.
I'm multitasking. I'm working and I'm playing golf, okay? So if halfway through this I've got to run, it's just because I've got to smoke a ball down the centre of the fairway.
Okay, sure. Well, let's
or at least put it in the trees.
Well, let's try and crack into these calls and then you can get back to your golf priorities.
All right.
Sorry to interrupt, though, mate. Natalie in Northfield, who did you have to cry out to help for?
Morning. I actually had to ring my father-in-law at about 2 a.m. for a mouse in the house. I actually have a really, really bad fear of mice, like next level. Like people don't actually even realise until I've run out in the middle of Grand Junction Road or something and there's traffic coming, and I've taken out things in pet stores because I've not looked where I'm going and there's a mouse that's run out at me. So I'm just like, So anyway, I'm from the country originally and we had a mouse plague. And I had a little baby girl. My husband went off on a fishing trip and I woke up in the middle of the night and I could hear the scratching. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Like, I can't even leave the room. I'm just like, oh, my God. And it was scratching in the spare room next to me, right next to my room. And the front door is nowhere near my bedroom. So I'm ringing my husband, ringing, and he's not answering because it's the middle of the night.
And he's fishing.
I'm like, and he's fishing, and he finally, like, thinks there's something. Well, it is. There's a major catastrophe happening in the house in my end. And he's like, well, what am I going to do? I'm nowhere near you. And I'm like, well, and he goes, ring Dad. So I'm ringing, and he lives out of town. So he's like, what, half asleep, what's going on, what? And I'm like, there's a mouse. And I'm like freaking out. I'm on the bed shaking. I've got sweat dripping off me.
To the point,
I'm like, how am I going to get to the front door to let my father-in-law in?
I'm glad he came to the rescue, Nat. Nice okay, work. Let's go to Rosa.
Just check in. Soda, you're still there? Everything's all good? You're on the golf course, of course. Yes.
Hang on. David's about to tee.
I've been so tolerant. You really.
Shush.
Well, we're going to talk to Rosa whilst
we'll
that happens.
Well,
go. He still gets to shush.
Oh, he smoked it down the centre a bit.
Okay. All right, Rosa, we'll just press on here. Rosa, when did you cry for help? I'm about to cry for help for.
Okay, this is a funny story, a bit embarrassing. I was on the toilet. I had come home from recovering from surgery. I'd been stitched from hip to hip across my tummy. I went to get up and somehow I tore my knee as I went to get up. I couldn't move. I was stuck. And then I had my Samsung watch on me. So I had to ring my sister-in-law who had a spare key to come over and rescue me. She came in and, she managed to help me get off the toilet using a chair.
Oh, you were stuck on the toilet. That is embarrassing. Could you pull your pants up or were they down around your ankles?
But they were down in my ankles.
Rosa. All right, just quick
all right, check
check
in
to Graham. Soda, hello. Sorry, are we interrupting? Or?
He might be teeing off. I think he's probably.
I'll be teeing off in a minute. All right. Shailen in Nan, who had to cry out for help.
Hey, guys. It was my sister, actually. So she was keen to start doing some gym. So I took her to a couple of gym classes. It was a one-time thing. The next day, I hear screaming and crying from the shower. And I barge on in thinking something's gone wrong. This nincompoop has decided to sit on the floor and shave her legs and couldn't get back up because her legs were too sore. I ended up having to help her get up out of the shower. She was wet and it was weird as all heck.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those, but damn it, they're close. My head hurts. so it must be time for The Riddle Man.
Yes, The Riddle Man, and it's The Riddle Man on tour, Soda, down at the Grange Golf Course, playing golf and working, multitasking Sodes.
That's what I'm able to do, Beck. What we're going to do is I've got a tee-off time in about 40 minutes.
I hate to hold you up.
No, that's okay, but I am going to make sure that I can fulfil my first responsibility, which, of course, we know is to play golf. But the second one is to be on this radio show, so I will be helping you through with this one, Beck. So, Riddle Man, I love this. 131060, give us a call right now. The prize is off to the movies, double pass, $100 for your food and drinks to keep you covered. Okay, Beck, you ready to go? Got your pen?
I'm ready to go.
All right, everyone, think laterally. Okay, Jennifer has just come home from grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. She's on her way to the kitchen and she walked through the living room and looked at her husband. Now, he's actually dead and he's died from a heart attack, but she continues on through to the kitchen, puts the groceries away and makes a sandwich. Why?
Because she was out doing the grocery shopping and he was on the couch and she didn't care that he was gone.
Well, Beck, that's very true. He wasn't home while she was doing the grocery shopping. But so you got to remember, Jen's gone and got all the gear, right? She's on her way home into the kitchen, and on her way to the kitchen, she walks through the lounge room, and her husband's there. He's dead, right? He's died from a heart attack. Yet she just keeps on going. She sees him. She keeps on going. Goes to the kitchen, puts the groceries away, and knocks up some lunch. Yeah. Why? 131060. Give us a call, Beck. What are you thinking here?
I mean, unless she's just a real callous individual, I can think of no explanation as to why she wouldn't react to her husband's death.
Look, I'm not going to go into the real details of her personality and perhaps what has happened in the marriage in terms of how she's got to this point and how she's treated him perhaps inappropriately or not.
Okay.
That's not really the point.
Is it?
Correct.
Okay.
131060, right, Beck? So Jen's come home, grocery shopping. Yep. She's walked into the kitchen. On the way there, she's gone through the lounge room, looked at her husband. He's actually dead. He's died from a heart attack. But she just continues on and goes and makes
That's three
lunch.
Times that I'm no clearer. So let's put it to the phone.
What do you got for me?
Christina in Meadows, what do you reckon?
Not completely sure, but wondering if maybe it's just a photograph of him there in the lounge room, like on display, and he had died previously.
Oh, I love that. Did she look at a photograph of him, like a portrait or something she had on the board? I love your thinking. Really left of centre, but that's incorrect. Thanks. That was good, though. I loved it straight off the bat.
That's a good one. Let's go to Malala. Samantha, what do you reckon? Do you have an answer?
I reckon maybe he died of starvation. Just took too long at the shop.
Hallelujah, sister. I'm with you. There is every chance that could have happened because she said, I'm just ducking out for a moment. The poor bugger is that hungry and he's waiting for her to fix his lunch. Very good thinking as well, but that is incorrect. Thanks for that.
So it was a heart attack, Soda, just confirming?
Yeah, he died of a heart attack.
Okay. All right. Alexis in Oaklands Park, do you have any idea of Soda's riddle?
Is it because he's in the living room?
Oh, I love that. He is in the living room, but he's dead. Which is ironic, isn't it? So she may, realistically, we could say that she's come home from grocery shopping, away to the kitchen, she's walked through the dead room, seen the husband there. He's absolutely juicy fruited. He's died of a heart attack, but she just keeps going. Great thinking outside the box, incorrect.
All right. Denise in Morphett Vale, do you have an answer to this morning's riddle?
Denise.
Oh, Dennis.
Oh, that's
Denise.
Okay. Sorry, Dennis, that's a typo on our end. How you going, Dennis?
Denise.
Oh, no, it is Denise. Oh, my God. Sorry, Denise.
We're all over the shop here. Soda's out of the office and the wheels fall off. I couldn't hear it properly.
What do you think?
Okay, Denise, what's happened? So Jen's come home. She's walked through the living room. There's her husband. He's dead. She's looked at him and gone, oh, well, gone in and made some lunch. Why?
He's having a granddad nap.
Asleep. No.
Good point. No, I can guarantee there's no pulse.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Shawnee and Andrew's farm. Oh, first of all, we need to check your golfing credentials. You know what you're doing.
I do a little bit, yes. I've had a little bit of experience.
What used to be the best female golfer when you were 13?
Yeah, at the age of 13, I used to play for the Women's Association League here in Adelaide.
Yeah, right. Have you got a tip for me? Because I'm about to tee off.
For you? No, I don't think so. For Beck, maybe. If Beck was there.
Okay, well, if you want to take that view. okay, hey, what do you reckon? What's the answer?
I reckon he's in an urn.
So she's walked past, looked at her dead husband, and he's died of a heart attack. You reckon she's seen him in an urn?
He's in the urn. She's looking at him, being in the urn, paying her respects, so she's going to go make some dinner.
Not only are you a good golfer, you're a bloody smarty. Congratulations. He's already dead. It's his ashes.
See, always right. Always right.
Well done, Shawnee. You have tickets to the movies, $100 for dinner for solving the riddle.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. There's no secrets with Automasters AutoCam. Real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Beck and Soda, secrets of the suburbs. Untold secrets, unbelievably true. Only on SAFM.
If you've got a secret, let us know at safm.com.au. We'll keep you anonymous. Beck, we got one now.
All right, anonymous, tell us your secret.
So my secret is that any time I have a dinner party or people coming over, I want my house to look nice. The night before, I walk around the neighbourhood and steal agapanthus from people's gardens.
Righto. Have you got a couple of hit spots? Do you know where you go normally?
Oh, there are definitely a good few streets, but often it's just like an evening walk. I go around with my scissors and my little bag. Take half an hour, easy.
Anonymous, remind me, what's an agapanthus look like again?
They're those big long ones. So they've got the long green stem and then that puffy at the top, and they're purple or they're white.
Got it. Yeah, I've got agapanthus down the driveway, actually. Yeah, we do. I've got a heap of agapanthus. When you do this, Anonymous, have you ever been caught?
I've never been caught. Sometimes there are security cameras. I can see them following me. I just give them a little wave.
Do you put the hoodie up?
No, I don't like spend ages doing it. I'm pretty quick.
Mm.
Keep my head down, no hoodie, no hat.
I could imagine, though, do you have to sort of rotate where you go? Because you've obviously got to get them to grow again after you've knocked them off.
Oh, yeah. If I'm doing parties in quick succession, I will hit different sides of the neighbourhood.
And is it just the agapanthus? Have you ever pinched another type of flower?
See, I feel bad about taking people's roses that they tend lovingly. So I do just try and hit the agapanthus.
Do your guests really appreciate what they look like?
Yeah, they do. They love always. The table is gorgeous. Mm. Love it.
Is there any guilt in this?
No, because I'm saving hundreds of dollars.
Actually, that's a good point you make. So if you went and bought like a bunch of agapanthus, what's a ballpark cost at that?
I honestly wouldn't even know. Maybe $50.
Yeah, I reckon that would be 50. I bought some hydrangeas the other day that cost me like 70. It was highway robbery.
Oof, that's rough.
So you haven't been caught. Have you been close to being pinched?
There's definitely people driving around and, yeah, the security cameras are often catching me, but I've never had someone come up to me and follow me.
Yeah.
And if there's people on the street, I do a bit of a scurry away.
What about a lemon or a lime tree? Have you got a position on that?
Oh, free game. On the street, free game.
You take anything.
Yeah.
Do you feel better after fessing up?
Definitely. Weight off my chest.
When's the next dinner party?
Got one coming up in a couple of weeks, actually.
All right. Well, just be wary. Good luck to getting away, okay?
Thank you.
Got a secret.
Beck and Soda. Secrets of the suburbs. Share your secret at safm.com.au.
Oh, dirty little tea leaf. How good's that, though? I mean, hey, all she's doing is borrowing some agapanthus.
Would it surprise you that I will only steal flowers if they've fallen off the tree?
No, it wouldn't. What? Come on.
Fallen off.
So a frangipani. I love a good frangipani. So if I see some frangipanis on the ground, I'll pick them up and harvest them. But I would never take them from a tree.
Right. Honestly now, honestly, what have you stolen before?
Yeah.
Fess up.
Come on.
I took a Snickers bar from Bilo once just to see if I could get away with it.
Did you?
And then I returned it.
What? What do you mean you returned it?
I felt so guilty. Once I knew that I could walk out with it, I walked back and put it on the shelf.
Well, kids, this is why you don't steal anything. When I was younger, I went to Kmart and I barracked for the Bulldogs, you know, Footscray before they were Western Bulldogs. And there was a player called Kelvin Templeton. It was my favourite player. So I pinched his badge And then when I was in the shop, I lifted up my shoe, like my foot out of my shoe, and I stuck the badge in my shoe and walked out. But halfway out, the badge came undone and the pin stuck right through my heel. Oh. And so I had to limp out and I was in pain. Mm. I had tears in my eyes. I was about 12. And as I got out of Kmart, I had to take my shoe off and the badge was stuck in my foot. And I went, you know what? That's God telling me don't steal, kids.
Look, I don't want to do this, but I want to do this. The Automasters text line, 0488 52 107. What'd you steal? I mean,
come on.
We've got the police commissioner in on Friday. We're not going to tell him about it, but please.
You can get it off your chest.
Yes.
Yes. Come on. What did you pinch? Let us know. 0488 52 107. Morsi, pinched a few hearts in your time.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
I've been a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
I'm losing it. Well, the spotlight of the world is again on Adelaide for LIV Golf this weekend. There is some sort of pro-am, I'm told, down at Grange Golf Course, which is where we find Soda. How you hitting them, mate?
Well, I've had one shot. I'm walking down the fairway with Aaron Phillips, and I've got David Puig, one of the great golfers from Spain. He was a Spanish player of the year a couple of years ago. I'll tell you what, Aaron Phillips, gold medal world champion basketballer, silver medal at the Olympics in basketball, and, of course, the greatest AFLW footballer we've ever seen. She's just hit the ball off the tee, and you know what? She can bloody get stuffed because she can play golf as well. She's just hit the ball and spanked the thing. Hey. And this is it. You'll love this, Beck. She wouldn't even play off the women's red tees. She played off the men's blue tees.
Nice.
Hey, Flip, geez, you hit it well.
Well, I didn't have a good shot to hit after because you went first. So I thought, oh, this is going to be easy.
can you just step aside and let me chat to Aaron, please?
Give me the mic.
Yeah. Take it, Aaron. Take it.
Aaron Phillips. Soda left this morning, left the studio and said that I would not even notice that he wasn't on the show. Yet he's been coming and going, hitting the ball, chatting around. What's he doing out there? Paint a picture for me.
All right. First thing he did, he came in, laid on the ground in front of people, started doing back stretches, just like a real W. And then he went and got a barista coffee.
Yeah, of course he did.
And was just gallivanting around.
Tell
not
him
even
the first shot.
Yeah, the first shot. We're still looking for it. No one can find his ball.
Hey, Aaron, we've got
he's
something
gonna be
for
wet
him.
In a minute.
He's a flog.
He is.
And Aaron, what do you think of the kit we saw him before he left this morning? That West End shirt and the short shorts and the socks.
I'm not sure about it. I like the West End cans, but it matches the same. His skin is as pale as anything. Needs to see the sun. They're terrible legs, mate.
Hey, let me just tell you, Erin Phillips has been to get a tan, and I'm not joking, her calves look like she could calf raise a building. Have a look at those. What's going on with those? You look like a stocking full of walnuts.
Stop talking about my legs. Can I tell you a story? I was in my car, right? I made the mistake, wore pants, the sun came out. I quickly jumped in the car to put my shorts on, and as I was...
Hang on, I've got to hit my shot.
We don't care about you, mate. We're talking to Aaron.
As I was taking my strides off, there he was, this pervert looking at me in the car.
Oh, no. Hey, we have given him an assignment so he can actually get some work done out there and try and get us an interview with Guy Sebastian. Have you seen Guy yet?
No, I haven't seen Guy Sebastian. Okay.
Right, okay. Well, we've caught him in a little white light because he said he could see him there, and I think that was half of his excuse to get out there.
All right, Aaron, you continue to play golf. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye. SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun. That's it for Beck and Soda. Now it's time to jump onto fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 LIV Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
SAFM.